Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com. Okay, the first thing I want to go through is our health tip today. And it comes from the CDC website, and of course it's about the coronavirus because everybody seems to be stressing on it. And at Microsoft News, you can get the latest that they have on it now and give them your email, and they'll keep you updated. Since this is a new disease, there's a lot they need to learn. There's a lot they have learned, but they will keep you updated on the latest thing. But the best way to avoid being exposed is to avoid touching, the best way is to avoid anyone that's been exposed or sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home if you're sick. Cover coughing and sneezing. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces like doorknobs, toilet handles, faucets, countertops, etc. Wash your hands with warm water and soap at least 20 seconds before eating, after going to the restroom, after sneezing and blowing your nose. When out and about, use hand sanitizer that has at least a 60% alcohol content after shopping and handling things in stores. And another method that keeps things from brewing inside is oil pulling and nasal flushing. Now, that's not an easy thing, and if you want more information on that, you can contact me at my email, daisymay81@hotmail.com, also for prayer requests or any questions that you may have about this show or any other show. So you can email me, and I will answer you. The CDC has not recommended wearing face masks unless you're sick. So they claim that you're constantly adjusting them and constantly touching your face and stuff, so that's not good. So like I said, the Microsoft News has a website that will keep you informed. Our cosmic weather today, we have a full moon on Monday, and it's affecting our intuition, and it's trying to reveal something to us. And that's something that's probably very private, may have to do with relationship. A lot of the moon's influences has been trying to give us messages from the universe. Mercury retrograde is affecting all of this by giving us a difficult time in understanding things. This full moon is in Leo, and it is going to present to you something that you're struggling with, something you're passionate about, and possibly commitment in romance. But presently, our moon is in Cancer, with a good trine to Neptune affecting our dreams, and we are strongly attuned to our emotions right now and our heart's desire. So we need to observe ourselves about those emotions and, you know, not giving in to negative emotions. Okay, today's show is based on being present to the moment, observing yourself, which puts you into a state of consciousness. We see rational obstacles that could conquer us, but we need to start seeing ourselves as victors. God is greater in us. This energy gets stronger when we meditate and when we focus on connecting with God's spirit. It makes our spirit stronger. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13 says, "Above only and not beneath, all things are possible to those who believe." Strengthening your spirit will put you into a better life as we focus on good things and exercise our spirit. And that's one of the ways to exercise it. Another one is building your faith by hearing, and that's what this show's about once a month. I try to feed everybody's spirit, including my own. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. Prayer requests can be made at Daisy May, and that's D-A-I-S-E-Y-M-A-E, 81 at hotmail.com. You know, our attitude is everything. this way of thinking can control whether we are having it good, easy, or hard. Our human side tends to look at things in a negative way, expect negative things to happen, and negative results then occur. This is where Be Here Now comes into play. Catch yourself by observing yourself, especially under this emotional trine with Neptune. Catch yourself and stop. Look up, center yourself, find a quiet moment to be with God. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 20, all God's promises are yes to everything he has promised in his word. He's a very loving, patient God. And believe this today, he loves you no matter what you've done or haven't done. Connect by being silent and let him renew us. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls. We'll begin right here. Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's
Hello.
Trouble. It's me, Linda. It's me, Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Okay, so you know what's going on with me, so
yes.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm just gonna let you talk.
Okay, let's see.
Let me tell you, my grandson just got in a fight, and he keeps going with these guys, and it's like, oh gosh.
Well, you know what? It's not easy to grow up. It really isn't, and children and adolescence is a very difficult time in life, but I show this hard time in the passing influence line, and that means it's going away and a better destiny is going to start happening for you. And you know, you have an inner conflict because of all of this that you've gone through, so you need to realize that that's supposed to go away now. And start meditating and seeing things in a better light. Work with your mental thought. You have a good opportunity coming up, and this is related to career. It has to do with money. So there is money coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
My high school reunion is like in it's far away. I'm in Florida. It's up in Jersey. On the 20th of June. Well, I have enough money to go and start planning this trip and put money on this trip because my grandson, I want to send him to Virginia with his family, okay, his dad's family. And then I'm going to drop him off and then drive the rest of the way to Jersey. Just take my time and be by myself, you know. Just
yeah, you need this. You really need this. It shows
okay,
it's going to
so
be a good thing for you.
Am I going to have time to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean, money.
You have a lot of changes coming up, and
yeah.
I think this going to the reunion, letting Anthony be around his family.
Dad's family,
and
yeah.
Taking a break from each other, this
yeah.
is going to be a good thing. Going to be a good
yeah.
thing.
Does he realize,
and
Anthony, realize
really
I'm the
need
only
it.
One that doesn't lie to him? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing. And like I said, when it shows that he's going to start training for a job here pretty quick. And once he starts being around other people who,
yeah.
you know, leave
and
working.
An interview. He starts at McDonald's in, I think, 2 weeks. And,
okay.
Yeah.
You'll see a big change
then. And
you're
there for, like, business stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll learn to train you and stuff like that for not like other places, right?
I understand yeah. they give scholarships as well. They do promote
yeah.
people that are interested in being promoted. And he's
exactly.
going to be around people who are goal-orientated. And
yeah.
so I really see, also see a young woman being a good influence on him. So just
mm-hmm.
hang in there. You're almost there, okay?
I'm worried about me, though. Mentally and physically, is my physical health going to get better? Because physically, all the stress and anxiety has made my health really bad. I just had blood work done. I mean, I was just like
I got a guess, but this break is part of it, taking this break, and it is the stress, and you have to eliminate it. You have to eliminate. You have to think of yourself important enough, to, that's it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right.
God bless you.
You're welcome,
you.
God
Love
bless.
You.
Thank
right,
you,
bye-bye.
Thanks for participating. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Daisy. This is Regina.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I guess I'm letting you talk.
Let's see what's coming up for you. Okay, like I said, on this full moon on Monday, it's going to show you a struggle that maybe, some people are going to have trouble with that area. But I show that you've got a lot to look forward to and that your heart's desire is going to come for you. This is going to be a good month, and all this hard times and stuff, you're going to see a change. Also a good financial opportunity.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm
so your heart's desire looks like, you're going to be able to see a conclusion, something that you want. Would be the passion part and the commitment part. So the commitment could be a job commitment, it could be a career commitment, it could be a love commitment.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yes. And funny thing you said, love commitment. I'm talking to someone right now, and I'm just trying to get a feel of how that's going to go between me and this guy that I met on a dating app. But I don't know. He's kind of like absent, maybe. But I know he's an entrepreneur, so I know he has his own business. But I don't know. I'm just trying to see what Spirit's saying about this person that I'm talking to.
Okay. Once again, I'm going to remind you that your heart's desire is coming, whether it's him or somebody else. This is you're both interested. But I'm going to say intuitively you're going to know, especially when you actually meet.
Okay.
And but this is supposed to happen for you.
Oh.
You're both a little bit, cautious right now, both of you. He's cautious, you're cautious. But, let's see how it plays out. But I absolutely do see that you get your heart's desire, so you are going to find that right person. That's the main thing.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you.
Okay.
Goodness. Yeah, all right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for participating. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Curious.
Anything you have to tell me.
Yes. That's what I said. Curious.
Always
okay,
curious.
Okay, let's see what's happening for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is my passion. I enjoy this show, doing this show, being able to talk with people and help them in some way. Well, you're a woman of vision.
And we're grateful.
You are. You're a woman of vision. Your vision has improved. I'm talking about your spiritual eyes now. You went through a negative few years that, and some of it still bothers you sometimes, but actually you're growing a lot and it's you're going to get in control of your life. You're already in part of it. You've got your home, you know, that you feel that's yours and your space that you feel that's yours and, some of the things that your losses have still, plague you a little bit. But there's a big, big change for you this year. And
oh,
I have
wonderful.
The Nine of Cups, which is the wish fulfillment card, which is getting your heart's desire. And, you know, this moon that I'm talking about on Monday, you know, it is going to show us a little bit about our struggle, something that we need. For some people, it will be a sting, but it doesn't seem to be a sting for you. It's probably looking at things that we need to let go. And then a passion,
okay.
Whatever your passion is. I know what your passion is. And your commitment. And that this has nothing to do with love life. Yours is like you want to take care. You're committed to do a few things for the people you love. So you'll be able to do that. And your passion is
yes.
strong to be able to do that. And you will. Your heart's desire is coming. So you will be able to give back to those who've been given to you.
That makes me feel so good, and thank you so much for seeing that, for looking at that. And
you're welcome.
And
thank
you so much for you doing the show.
Thank you. You
okay.
Hang on to that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless.
Thank
you for
God
participating.
Bless.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And that's what we're talking about today. You know, things come at us, the bills that need to be paid, this, that, the other things that are troubling us. But sometimes you have to be able to turn that off. And I'd like to share something with you from the book called Rivers of Revelation by Rabbi K.A. Schneider, Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And you can find him at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. The Holy Spirit is alive and is moving within us. But we become so involved in our own efforts that we miss what the Holy Spirit is doing. This is why the Lord tells us in Psalm 46:10 to be still and know that He is God. Or as the New American Standard Bible puts it, cease striving and know that He's God. That's all those mental thoughts that come at us. I believe peace precedes power and authority. When we are still, we're able to enter into God's presence and then receive the fruit of the Spirit. Many times in the scripture, the Lord is referred to as the God of peace. Romans 16:20 tells us that God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. The God of peace is a mighty warrior, and by resting in His peace, we cease from striving and obtain victory. I want to encourage all of you, beloved ones, with a very practical suggestion. Take time to be still with God. Father God, we choose to be still before You, to cease our own striving so we can experience Your movement in our lives. We want to know You in a deeper way and be a vessel through which You can manifest Your power and goodness, be magnified in our lives, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's take some more calls here. Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, cool.
Hello. Are you a listener? Hello? I guess so.
Yes.
Hello? Hi.
Yes.
Okay. See what's coming up
yes.
for you? All right. You know, this life can... Ooh, I like this card, an Ace of Pentacles. That's one of my favorite cards. That means success around money, and you've been waiting a long time, and it's been very depressing at times, but that's in the passing influence, I mean, and that's going away. This is a year. 2020 is a year of change. It's a year of new vision, which means we need to change our vision, and that's what I'm focusing on this program today, and how we look at things. You've been through a money learning lesson, probably a negative one, it says, but, you know, that's changing. A good woman's coming into your life, and you'll feel better. It looks like the money comes first, and she's going to be a really good, right partner for you. Between the two of you, it's what they call the Midas touch. You're very successful as a couple and do well together. And she has strong intuition. She's a very strong, intuitive woman. So this is a year for you to gain financially and in happiness. And this particular full moon again, and I'm referring to most people, may show you what your struggle is. And, you know, your struggle is that you haven't received what you want. So let all that go and open up to what God wants to give you, and find time. Find time to center yourself. This should be a fabulous year for you. Okay? Hello? Okay. Well, thank you for participating, and I hope this helps. All right. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Oh, no. I hope we're not having technical problems, because we do have high winds in my area right now, and I have had a lot of trouble with the phone lines, but I'll try this again. Hello? Hello? Okay. All right, let's take a break here for a minute. Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus has given us all power over the enemy. The enemy wants us to be blind to this power and constantly sends distractions, symptoms. You know, if he can't get directly to you, he'll get to something you care about, family members, your pets, anything that he can do to create stress. But 2020, this power is strong this year that Jesus has given us. It's always available and destined this year for people to grasp. Please grasp it. Folks, Father wants you to have it. Father God, help us to discipline ourselves, to be connected to your spirit, and not to be ruled by the flesh. Help us to choose to follow your spirit so we may experience peace, love, and joy in our lives, in Jesus' name. Okay, let's try this again. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Yay.
Hi.
You got scared there for a minute.
Just tell me what I need to know.
Okay. Well, you're a person that, looking at your situation and the behavior of others, has created a little bit of indecision in your life. You have strong intuition. You can look forward to a change, and it shows this month. And you have some kind of money learning lesson that you went through the end of 2019, a little bit now, but that changes as well. And you need to not get so affected by the actions of others. This is a time where you want to stop, clear, and connect yourself. It's because they disillusion you, and they make you feel disappointed by their actions, by the things that they do, and they create indecision. But God is not like that, and he wants to give you great success this year. There's also a financial windfall.
Oh, cool.
It's coming up in May. May of this year. Yeah.
Good.
And that'll
good
make
anything.
A big difference. Yeah. I used to say, if you have to be miserable, let's be miserable in comfort.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah,
yes, nothing,
indeedy.
Yeah, nothing good about him. Nothing good about him.
Well, he's the person I'm seeing that creates this indecision in you. His his actions, you know, the way he treats you. He one minute he's like avoiding everything. Next minute he's like trying to reinforce enough to keep you, but he ends up disappointing you. But there is a change with that, and there's some sort of awakening for him.
Mm.
So look forward to that. There is something that's going to, you know, make the light go off in his head.
Okay, that'll be great.
That shows between May and June.
Oh, well, it's got a while.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes our answers don't come right away. You know, it's just sad.
Oh, yeah.
But you hang in there, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless.
Okay, thank you for doing that. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. The two people that I were unable to connect with, if you can hear me now, just email me at my Hotmail address, DaisyMae81, and I will give you an email reading for not being able to connect today. Okay, so let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh.
I got a little nervous thinking, you know, because we are experiencing high winds in my area today, so that can affect the wiring around here.
But I think those people just probably didn't want to say anything. They just probably want to.
Well, they don't have to. They don't. No one ever has to say anything. You know, I will answer questions by email at least once a month. Like, if they didn't connect with me today, they can certainly email me, and I'll do an email reading.
Okay.
Anytime that happens, if we have a technical thing.
Okay.
Let's look at you. Miss Vicki.
Well, I want a general, but then I have one question about a colleague.
Now let's do the
I'll ask you the question about the colleague, woman sits behind me, very nice lady, but just very, I just don't trust her for some reason, and she's now moving her desk, which is nice, but I want to get what you pick up from her.
Okay.
I think she was the one I mentioned that would try to go to the gym the same time I did, and it annoyed me. Like she was watching me. It was so really creepy.
Well, it's good that she's moving. She was too close.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And there's less stuff. And there is a mental issue. There's a zealousness. You know, any time that we reach a point of success in our job, that creates envy. And this is what's present here, envy and jealousy.
Okay, got it.
But this is going to change. It's good that she's moving. It shows a victory over that because she's not near shot so much.
Yeah, her energy is dark.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay. And envy and jealousy is not good energy. You know, it's not.
Yeah, very dark.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can do a general.
Okay, let's do a little general. Okay, I keep getting everybody that's... Everybody's going to be affected by that full moon on Monday, which, of course, is according to your chart and degrees. But you have been going through a transition of realizing what certain men have, why they were in your life and what experience that you had from them. And your mental thought is good and your intuition is good. You are receiving guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be happy this year. You're going to make some moves that you've thought about for a long time. There's some sadness around one's not participating in your music and then your situation that you're going through with your baby, your little four-legged baby.
My little munchkin. Yeah.
That's a struggle, and that's kind of but this is overall there's a lot of endings. There's new beginnings, and that's indicated in 2020. New vision, power, and change. So a change is very evident, you know, but your career looks real good, like the obstacles are being removed out of that. And now it's just like dealing with your own mental thought on how you feel about relationship.
Yeah.
And what you want
in
a relationship. That's the big one.
And I've been pondering that. Yeah. You're right. As far as job, it would be nice to get my money back that I gave them when I took this job. they need to pay me what they took. Shoot, I don't think we get paid enough to do what we do, but whatever.
Yeah.
I hope that
changes. It is
changing. Okay. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This is a year, 2020, is also a year of taking dominion. That's that power. It's taking the power that God wants us to have and start operating in it. And part of it has to do with believing. And this brings to mind Thomas the Apostle, who in John 20:27 said he wouldn't believe unless he, you know, saw it firsthand. And a lot of us have been like that. That's a human side. And Jesus responded to him. He said to Thomas, put your finger in my side and look at my hands. And don't be faithless, but believing. We need to be believers in Jesus Christ as our Savior. We need to operate in faith, make decisions, and take actions appropriate to one who believes in God and His Word. We do not need to lack in faith, but trust in Him at all times and choose to walk in faith rather than doubt and unbelief. Unbelief keeps you, it's so subtle. We want to make positive affirmations over ourselves, especially this month as Purim begins. And Purim has to do with the story of Esther in the Bible. And there's nowhere in that book where God's name is mentioned. And they actually talked about taking that book out, but the Spirit of God told them no, because that's Adonai working behind the scenes, working behind when you can't see him or feel him, but he's working behind the scenes. And we need to make very positive affirmations. I have two for you this month. So when fear and doubt and unbelief tries to come in, you want Psalm 91, verse 10. No evil befall us. No plague come near our dwelling. Our meditation verse for one of our meditation verses for this one. The other one is Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against us will prosper. God gives us authority, and He gives us this authority very strongly in 2020. It's about power. Grasp it. Fear creeps in and tries to cast us down, and we need to just stop, like I said, and speak these scriptures over ourselves. And in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it states, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And you want to say to yourself, this is another good affirmation, my life overflows with abundance in every area. I am well equipped for every good work. I abound in ability and opportunity for every task to which God has assigned to me. I'm effective in my service, whether to God or to my fellow man. So we just need to stay very positive. And when you feel yourself getting negative, you know, which is normal, and like I said, the enemy constantly will send you symptoms. He'll work on your weakness. He will speak to you and say, you know, you've done too much wrong. You're not. You might as well stay in this position. We need to know that that is not true, and that we can overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Well, that concludes the show for today, and I will let everybody know. Please be careful out there. Like I said, everything is not known about this coronavirus. And MSN.com, Microsoft News has a free website that you can sign up and get, you know, constant updates, because they're just learning, too. They're just learning. But I want to remind everybody of the Spanish flu that took out close to millions of people, 100,000 plus or more people, 50,000 right off the bat. So we overcame that. We will overcome this. Just be strong in the Lord and remember Psalm 91, no evil is coming near our dwelling. But we need to do our part, and that is, you know, some of the things that I lined out today, the hand washing and keeping countertops and things clear. You know, I even use sanitary wipes on my remotes and my, you know, mouse on my computer, everything, the keyboard. So just be diligent out there. I will see you next month. We're entering into a good season. We're coming up on a powerful, victorious time, which is Resurrection Sunday, which is Easter, and Passover, and all these are very special blessing times. So I'll see you next month. God be with you, and we love you in the love of Christ. Bye now.